Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading, sanamhlanje, silapha kuMahubo 24, verse 2 to 6. Lifundeka kanje ngalolu lwimi engiliphethe NIV. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place, he who's got clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and a vindication from his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje, the scripture esifundile namhlanje, ithi, who will go up into the holy hill, who will stand in the presence of God, he who's got clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift his soul unto the idols, who does not swear on what is false. And we remember what is a soul. As a soul is a mount, the will and emotion. And the izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho lithi, who does not lift his soul, meaning that who does not lift his mind, his emotion and his will unto the idols. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, i-mandatory approach kaNkulunkulu i-important. Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu has laid down the mandatory approach ukuthi how to approach him kwi-devotional hill. Ngoba esikhathini esiningi siyaye sifunde lapha kuMahubo 100 verse 4 elithi, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his gates with praise. Manje ngithanda ukuthi kufanele ukuthi sithole lokhu lana lithi enter his gates, and lapha lithi who will go up into the holy hills. Manje izinto ezibili ezahlukene. Israel, there are 7 gates, and all those gates, they are not leading to the courts of God. Even with the mountain, Israel is surrounded by the mountains. And now, uNkulunkulu, there's a specific mountain. Akhuluma ngayo la kuleli hubo leli. Makathi who will go up into the holy hill. He's speaking about a specific mountain, which is Mount Zion. And manje itopic message yethu ukuthi God cannot compromise his word. Manje uma sisakhuluma ngokuthi God cannot compromise his word, siyazwa izwi likaNkulunkulu kuMahubo 38 ukuthi uNkulunkulu has exalted his word above his name. Manje we are living under i compensation ye grace esikhathini esiphila kuso namhlanje, and we have encountered the wrath of God njengabantu abaku Old Testament. Manje in our days people can sing in the choir knowing that they have violated the word of God and will be bold enough to sing when the praises go up, blessing goes down. No, ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, we are fooling ourselves. Let me say, when the praises of a person who does not live right, they are a stench aroma in the nose of God. And the noise ezindlebeni zikaNkulunkulu. Uma si njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu i-title yanamhlanje ithi God cannot compromise his word. Esikhathini esiningi we fooled ourselves. People are not living the standard according to the word of God, and they will stand there and sing and say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. No, kungoba siphila esikhathini segrace lapha singaboni wrath kaNkulunkulu. The praises won't, even if the praises can go up, if you are not living a right life, kuNkulunkulu is a stench, ukunuka okubi emakhaleni kaNkulunkulu, ezindlebeni kaNkulunkulu umsindo nje esiwenzayo. Uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu cannot compromise his word, sikhumbula lapha ku 2 Samuel ku chapter 6 verse 7 wakhona indaba kaUza. UUza lona lithi zikaNkulunkulu wayezama ukuthinta umphongolo kaNkulunkulu, ezama wayengenzi into embi, wayezama ukusaiva ukuthi ungawi, but uNkulunkulu struck him immediately, wafa ngaleso sikhathi. engenzanga into embi but he violated the word of God ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu laid a command ukuthi uma umphongolo uzothathwa kunendlela ekufanele uthathwe ngayo kwakudingeka ukuthi ubekwe kunendlela owawuphathwa ngayo wawungeke uthinte noma ubani manje njengoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu who will go up into the holy hill sikhuluma ngendawo la kuyohlala khona umphongolo kaNkulunkulu manje sisakhu ukuthi uNkulunkulu cannot compromise his word sikhumbula nendaba ka-Akhani lapha kuJoshua chapter 7 uma uNkulunkulu wababekela umthetho uma bengena beyothatha izwe wathi uNkulunkulu uma nifika iJericho noma yini enitholayo khona ningayithatha kusiyona yenu it's a first town engiyithathayo and it will be my tithe konke enikuthola eJericho ningakuthathi but we saw ukuthi uAkhani wenzani liyasitshela izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uAkhani he envied a beautiful robe from a Babylon and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu it was weighing 50 shekels and he took them for himself ebona ngathi uNkulunkulu akamboni kodwa ngoba abantu bengamboni kodwa uNkulunkulu wayembona and lokho uma silibheka izwi kaNkulunkulu lenza kwama konke ngoba bathe bayalo banqotshwa babuyela kuNkulunkulu babuza ukuthi why sinqotshwa wathi uNkulunkulu khona isono phakathi kwenu sometimes siyanqotshwa emabandleni ethu siyanqotshwa izinto esizenzayo but we always look at the devil. We don't check ourselves ukuthi sihamba kanjani. Manje leli lizwi esilifundile lithi who will go up into the holy hills. Manje going back to my scripture esisifundayo lapha ku Psalm 24. Lona lelithi who will go up into the holy hills, who will stand in the presence of God. He who's got clean hands and a pure heart, who does not swear on what is false. Manje lana in Mount Zion, that is where the Ark of the Covenant would be placed. Ngaleso sikhathi, ngalo minyaka kwakhona indaba ye Ark of the Covenant. Kwakuyindawo yayifika isekule khona. So uNkulunkulu bebeka ukuthi to approach that hill, there's a mandate uNkulunkulu ayibekile. Ukuthi you'll never just approach anyhow. Kunendlela uNkulunkulu ayibekile. Okokuqala wathi, he who's got clean hands. Okwesithu wathi, he who's got a pure heart, who does not lift his soul unto the idol. Okwesibili, what in not lifting our soul unto the idols, or not swearing on what is false. Manje, the very principle which were required in the Old Testament. Ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngalokho ngenxa ye the Ark of the Covenant. But manje, even today, there are requirements uNkulunkulu azibekile in the New Testament. First of all, uma sibheka izwi kaNkulunkulu when we partake in the Holy Communion emabandleni ethu, izwi kaNkulunkulu ku 1 Corinthians of chapter 11:27, lithi therefore whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Bese lithi ku verse 28 wakhona, a man must examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment for himself. Now, when we're talking about the body of the Lord, we are talking about other Christians. We are talking about the body umzimba kaKristu. Manje lithi uma udla, not recognizing the body of the Lord, we are drinking judgment to ourselves. Namhlanje we are bold enough ukuthi sidle isidlo senkosi. Kuba khona abantu esingabathethelelanga. Sidle isidlo senkosi emabandleni senza izinto sihlebana senza konke. Ngani ngoba we are living in a time of grace. Lapho esingaliboni, esingaboni uNkulunkulu eba strike abantu on the spot. Manje yiko lokhu ngithi masikhumbuza nekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi God cannot compromise his word. You may not see the wrath of God today, but there is a day lapho esizobona ngempela ulaka likaNkulunkulu. Uma uNkulunkulu eseke sibuye sele muvu kuthi ngalela langa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekseni manje uma sibheka that is to partake in the holy communion knowing that you have something against your sister or your brother in the church manje lapha ku verse 30 wakhona ilikhuluma ngejudgment lithi Verse 30 why lo 1 Corinthians 11. Little, that is why many amongst you are sick, and number of you are falling asleep. That is why many amongst you are sick, and number of you are falling asleep. Meaning that there are people who are dying prematurely. There are people who are sick who cannot be healed. Ngani ngoba not ngenxa yokuthi. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi khona izinto ekufanele ukuthi singazenzi okunye ukugula akulethwa yini okunye ukugula empilweni zethu kulethwa ngani ngokuthi manje izwi kaNkulunkulu siyalicompromise manje ezinye izinto ke zenzeke empilweni yethu because we compromise ithi ngithi for example into bengingazuyikhuluma but let me say for example uNkulunkulu uma ebeka umthetho in the Old Testament kwaba khona uNkulunkulu imithetho ayibekayo for instance in the book of Leviticus athi ningadli inyama enamafutha and uNkulunkulu never specify ukuthi why but nowadays we know ukuthi uma udla leyo nto kublokheka ama arteries enhliziyo manje if you are going to do compromising the word of God udla leyo nto leyo Manje you are killing yourself. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu ngenzi example ngayo lencwadi ku Leviticus. Uma uNkulunkulu kukhona izinto athi ungazidli, but uNkulunkulu akabeki exactly ukuthi why the reason. uNkulunkulu ebazi ukuthi zi wrong ngani ngoba they are going to cause a sickness in our body. There are things uNkulunkulu azibekile ezini lakhe in the Old Testament. For instance athi uNkulunkulu ningadli inyama enegazi. God knows ukuthi uma nikudla lokho kuzokwenzakalani. Uyabona namhlanje kunabantu abanamagout ngani ngoba benza lokho. Manje ngenza i-example lana ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu we cannot compromise izwi kaNkulunkulu whether in the New Testament or in the Old Testament. But because we are living in the time of grace, there are a lot of things esingazi experience. Manje sisakhuluma ngaleli lizwi ukuthi even in the Old New Testament, uNkulunkulu ubeke umthetho how to approach him. Njengoba wakile umthetho lapha ku Psalm 24 ukuthi he will go up into the holy hills who will stand in the presence of God manje kunezinto uNkulunkulu azibekayo engafanelanga ukuthi sizenze uyabona uNkulunkulu serious ngezwi lakhe njengoba sibona na ku Matthew chapter 5 ku verse 23 to 24 la izwi kaNkulunkulu likhuluma nangomnikelo lithi therefore if you are offering your gift at the altar And then remember that your brother or sister has something against you. Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. uNkulunkulu is very serious ngezinto zakhe. Manje esikhathini esiningi asiliboni ulaka likaNkulunkulu. Khona izinto ezenzakala empilweni zethu. Sizibuze namhlanje ukuthi why kwenzakala so. Kungoba ngesinye isikhathi we are violating the word of God. Manje nalam uyasibonisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi even neminikelo yethu. uNkulunkulu yes uyayamukela kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi before sinikela kuthi ngeke ukuthi siyokwenza kahle whoever esingahanzanga kahle nayo manje many of us got away with a lot of things because of this grace but the evident that we never got away with sibona ukuthi that we no more see the signs and wonders. That is an evident ukuthi namhlanje sabona ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu. Ngoba we don't no more see the signs and wonders zikaNkulunkulu emabandleni. We don't more see the signs and wonders ezifana nabompostoli Paul bebethi Petro bebethi mabehamba isithunzi sabo abantu baphile. Namhlanje we don't see those signs elithi zikaNkulunkulu shall hands hands upon the sick and the sick will recover. Namhlanje sizibonile lezo zinto. Why? Because we are evaluating the word of God. And namhlanje as usibona ukuthi we don't see those signs and wonders. That is why many abaze bahambe bawuthwalela ukuthi benza ama signs and wonders okuthwala ngani ngoba there are no more signs and wonders ebekufanele ukuthi zenzakala kithi uma silalela izwi likaNkuluNkulu manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda sikhumbuzane ukuthi God cannot compromise his word sifunda lapha kwincwadi kaJob ke ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu malikhuluma ngokuthi who will go up into the holy hills. Let us look at this. Job chapter 11. Siyafunda from verse 13. Little lapa, yet if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands in him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, and not allow the evil to dwell in your tent. Namhlanje bangcwele emakhayeni ethu kunezinto engafanelanga ukuthi zibe khona kodwa sizithola zikhona. Namhlanje kuthengiswa kuzabantu bathengise izinto esingafanelanga sizithenge bese siyathenga kanti sithenga iqalekiso ezizongena emakhayeni ethu. Let me say this morning, my nephew engekashoni ebe umuntu ophuzayo. And my nephew engakashoni, I knew ukuthi beke phuza. And many times I would correct him. Ebe yazinto wrong ne right ukuthi ayifuneki. But one thing engangiyenza noma ephuza, ngangithi utshwala bungeni la ejardini, buphelela la ngaphandle. Wayazi ukuthi beke ngeke angene nabangane bedakiwe, ebengeke angene notshwala. Kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi we must not compromise them. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu we cannot uNkulunkulu cannot compromise his word. Manje lana ku verse 15 uka Job lithi, then you will lift up your face without a shame, you will stand firm without fear. Manje a question is this morning, when we lift up our face, do we lift up our face without a shame pango uNkulunkulu? Ithi you will stand firm without fear. Manje siyakwazi ukuma ngaphandle kokwesaba phango uNkulunkulu. Athi ku verse 16, you'll surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waste has gone by. Namhlanje, we are followed by a lot of things and we are asking ourselves why. Sometimes it's because we are compromising izwi likaNkuluNkulu and uNkuluNkulu cannot compromise his word. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kumele sikhumbuzane lezi zinto ngoba we seem to forget uma sihamba endleleni kukhona into esizilibalayo endleleni. Manje uNkuluNkulu uthe ekuseni, let us remind each other ukuthi uNkuluNkulu kukhona uNkulunkulu is very serious ngezwi lakhe. Lapha ku verse 17 yayo yona incwadi kaJob esifunda ithi, life will be brightened than a noonday and darkness will become like morning. Bese lithi, you'll be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. Namhlanje, we are even scared. Nokulala. We are even scared. Sisemakhayeni ethu. Why? Because kukhona izinto ezenzekayo ezingekho right kuma surrounding ethu. Nathi esizenzayo, which singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Manje ku verse 19 lithi, you will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fall and escape will elude them. Their hope will become a dying grass. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithi, will go up into the holy hills, will stand in the presence of God. He who's got clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift his soul unto the idols, who does not swear on what is false, he will receive blessing of the Lord and the vindication from his savior. It is such is the generation of those who love you. May God richly bless you. Let us become that generation ekhulunywa ngayo ezwini likaNkuluNkulu. uNkuluNkulu asenze kahle. Hallelujah.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.